Hello everyone, my name is Visual Pony, and today we are reading the story Echo Wants Your Mangoes by Lotus Moon. We have actually read the prequel of the story, which was named Your Own Fault for Leaving Fruit Out. So, actually, I have, differently from most others, actually read this story before. I'm in my car, I have read it in here before, but the recording turned out really bad, so we are re-recording. Now, here is a list of my Patreons, and if you want to support the channel and keep it alive, then this is your way to go. Also, if this big button under the video is still red, then please consider pressing it, because really it helps us out in the long run, and we would very much appreciate it. Now, let's get into the story, and I know that I'm annoying, but you know that I have to do it because, you know, I kinda have to eat and keep my bills paid. Mango Peach! A few weeks have passed since Anon encountered his strawberry thief. He told other ponies of his encounter with the bad pony mare, to which many sighed and shrugged, simply saying,
"Yeah, that's strawberry. She usually comes out around this season. She's more vicious than the occasional fruit bats we get."
With the new knowledge, he now made doubly sure that his remaining strawberry reserves were well hidden and locked away until they were ready. He also made sure to have his windows locked to prevent any other unwanted intruders. And with summer coming on the horizon, it was getting time for the next crop of fruits to be ready. Things like bananas, blueberries, watermelons, peaches, blackberries, and mangoes. Mangoes weren't Anon's least favorite fruit. He liked them, just not as much as strawberries. He also didn't make much with them, but was interested in trying some new recipes. Especially since Mrs. Cake had offered to help him make a mango cheesecake. So a change of pace would be nice. Grabbing a basket, Anon made his way out to the marketplace. It was bustling as usual and vibrant with some early crops of vegetables and fruits. He looked around the market and chatted with most of the ponies. When coming across a mango stand, he picked up a few, weighing them against each other. Most of the mangoes were still green, meaning they weren't quite ready. But that was okay. Because once they were ready, which would be in a few days from lighter spots appearing on some, they would be refrigerated or frozen at the peak of ripeness for later consumption. So he filled his basket, paid for the fruit, and made his way home. But this time he stayed vigilant as not to be ambushed by any other fruit-obsessed ponies. Practically smuggling his unripe treasure home, Anon quickly went inside and locked his door. He put the mango in a woven hanging fruit basket.
"Hopefully I'll have better luck with the mangoes. I'll tell Mrs. Cake that the mangoes will take a few days to be ready. And in the meantime, I'll get cracking on my homemade cream cheese. I'm a little shocked ponies haven't had cheesecake before, let alone cream cheese on bread."
Anon softly chuckled. He went to dig around through his recipe books and found what he was looking for.
"Here we are, but I'm almost out of vegetable rennet. So I'll have to make that before anything. I'll also be stopping by Mainhattan. The local milk mare shop should still be open. I hear her milk is pretty high quality."
3 days have passed since Anon began his preparations. Some of the mangoes have become decently ripe to be snacked on. And since only a few mangoes are needed for the recipe, eating just one or two wouldn't hurt.
"Think I'll have one sliced up thin with some tea."
He opened the door to his home and felt off. Everything seemed in place, but something felt disturbed. Checking his living room first, he saw nothing. Entering his kitchen, he let out a startled shriek. Standing in front of his counter was yet another bad pony mare. She had a gray coat with light and dark blue hair and dark wings like her mane.
"Not this again," Anon mumbled and walked over.
The pony didn't give much response to his presence. She was just standing there. When he got to a spot where he could see her face, he saw she was drooling and staring. Following her gaze, he saw she was staring at the mangoes. He had put a glass cover over them as an extra precaution while he was out. And judging by the slight scuff imprints, it seems the mare's hooves couldn't get a good grip to take the cover off. So she could only stare at an unattainable price.
"Can I help you?"
Anon asked. The mare kept her eyes fixed on the glass.
Mangoes,
she mumbled. A nun looked from the mare to the mangoes, a few of which were ripe enough, then back to the mare.
Do you want one?
This made the mare snap to attention. Her mango-colored eyes were dilated so widely, and she looked like she was on a special kind of trip. Shrugging, a nun picked two mangoes and covered the rest. He proceeded to peel and slice one when he heard a sharp hiss and munching. A nun looked down to see the gray mare munching on the unpeeled mango like it was her first meal in days. He watched in shock and awe as the mare devoured the mango and spit out a clean seed. She then let out a loud burp and stared at him. A nun stared back at her and let out an awkward chuckle.
You were pretty hungry, huh?
I like mangoes,
the mare said, eyes returning to normal.
I can tell.
Can I have more mango, please?
She stared like she was looking into his soul. It wasn't uncomfortable, but was a bit unnerving. A nun, not one to deny a polite guest, acquiesced his own mango to her. This time she ate in a calmer manner.
What's your name?
Echo.
Munch, munch.
Well, Echo, while I'm a bit perturbed as to how you got into my home, if you come back in a few days, I'll have more delicious ways to eat mangoes.
Echo's eyes glistened with pique curiosity and her tail wagged happily.
I won't have to come through your window again for this, will I?
This gave a non-pause. The window? He locked all his windows before he goes out.
What window?
The one upstairs.
Anon quickly went upstairs and found his bedroom window had scuffed hoofprints on it and was slightly cracked open. Not enough to be noticeable, but also not enough to cover up the break-in. Anon sighed heavily and pinched the spot between his eyes.
So that explains how she got in, but at least she's more polite.
He chuckled softly.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Common Tom's Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links in the description below. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated and helps to keep the lights on around here, and you want to keep the lights on around here, right? Because without electricity I cannot cook, cannot record and cannot run my computer. And without that I cannot record stories. So let's get into the meat of the story, and yeah, I'm not the micro machines man, and actually I'm in my car right now and it's not so uncomfortable. It's in the evening. It's 21 minutes past 9, so Kyun time is 21:21. I actually really enjoy this story that Lotus Moon has written here as a sequel to the original. I already liked the original, but I think I mentioned in the original that it's not Anon's fault for leaving Fruit out, because that other mare, Strawberry, certainly is a sentient creature and can decide for herself what she does, you know? If she was a completely instinctual creature, then I could understand, but she's certainly not. She's a bad pony. She's a pony, you know? And in the world of Equestria, ponies are sentient creatures, so there should be some restraint. Echo here is way more polite, and I must also say she would have stolen the mango if Anon had not put that glass over it, so I'm a bit torn. I do like this, especially that Anon is like, yeah, okay, come on, you can come back in a few days and have a bit of mango. Then again, in his position, I would likely have been like, you know what? I'm going to call the authorities. You broke into my house. You tried to steal my property. That's not okay. You know? But then again, it's everyone's own choice. Let me know in the comments down below what you would do if you were living in Equestria and for the second time found a bad pony in your kitchen trying to steal your fruit. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.